it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
The Bert Show.
Hey, Wanda Sykes? Hello?
Hello.
Is this Wanda?
Yes, it is.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Wanda.
Hey. And you?
I know it doesn't sound like it, but we're on the radio right now.
Oh, get out.
This is the show.
You're on.
Really?
This is as fun as it gets. This is it right here.
Wow. That's a high energy.
We were going to tape it and then play it back tomorrow morning, but we're running late today, so we thought, wow, let's just talk to you live. It's way more fun anyway.
Well, I like that. Okay.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Is the new late night show thing here, is it crushing your sleep time, or how are you handling all that?
No, the babies are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Babies are crushing the sleep time. The late night show is fun though. I'm having a good time over there. You know, I'm really busy doing Old Christine and doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same time. But I'm getting it done.
This has got to be a pretty interesting time to be in late night TV, sort of watching everything that's going on with the Tonight Show and Conan and all that.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on everything that's been going on?
What's going on with the Tonight Show? No, it's a mess over there. NBC is they're just a big mess. You know, it's they weren't fair to either Jay or Conan. You know, and I feel sorry for those guys. You know, but you know, I guess by the time Conan finished counting his money, his time will be up and he can get back on TV.
Serious, mm-hmm. That's a lot of money.
Yeah,
man. So, like, my contract is really jacked up because if I get fired, I owe Fox money. And my staff, they get to kick my butt in the parking lot. I don't know how that happened, but, you know.
What did he end up with, $40 million for himself and $12 million for the staff?
I think so.
Something like that. Mm. I don't know, but I want to give him a call and see if I can borrow food. You know?
Like, what's your take and what's, like, the, I don't know, like, the comedy community's take on Jay Leno? Because it seems like there's a lot of people pissed at him right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it seems like a lot of people are mad with him. But to me, I mean, it's if you're anywhere in TV or just, I mean, I'm sure in radio, too, I mean, you know the game. If you're not getting the numbers, they'll fire you. And, you know, Jay, he was getting numbers at the 11:30 spot, and they didn't want to lose him, so they pushed him at 10 o'clock. And it's okay, do I go to 10 o'clock or do I just say, you know, screw it, I'll just try to, you know, sit still for a little bit? Because they didn't want to let him out of his contract either, so... that's why I'm just like, I would be really pissed at NBC if I were them, because they made both of them, you know, look bad.
What's the controversy then with Jay? Like, if you're Jay Leno, do you just let that job go because they gave it to Conan, or would you have handled it the same way Jay has? Would you take it back?
Would I take it back? Well, if it meant that I can't work anywhere else for a while, you know, I mean, he's under contract.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so, you know, so what do you do? I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's not like if Jay didn't take the job back that they were going to keep Conan, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I like to say, okay, we'll just stick with this guy if we can't have you. I don't know. I mean, I would hate to be in that position, you know? But, I mean, look at it. Jay was number one when he was in that spot. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, networks, they don't stick with you anymore to let you try to develop, you know, an audience. So I don't know what Jay could have done, because he's not, you know, he's not Jeff Zucker. He doesn't own NBC.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't own his show.
Right.
You know?
I guess a lot of people think, you know, how much...
What was that?
No, I was going to say, I think a lot of people would just wonder, you know, how much is enough? You know, like, because, yes, when you strike when the iron's hot, and when you're hot, you're doing all these shows, you know, making a lot of money. And Jay's been doing it for a long time. And I guess for some people, they thought, well, you know what? It was someone else's turn. And if mm-hmm. you've given it up, then give it up. It's not like Jay's hurting for money and needs the job back.
Right. But, you know, but if you love what you're doing, that, you know, and you're good at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, should that force you out? Should you go, oh, you know what? I love being a heart surgeon, but I'm going to stop because, you know, I've saved enough lives. I'm going to stop and let somebody else do it. I really like doing it, but nah, I'm going to let somebody else do it.
In you light know, of all
Yeah, so I see both sides. I'm, you know, I feel for both of them.
So in light of all of that, would you ever host The Tonight Show?
Hell no.
Really? Why not?
I won't even watch NBC anymore.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous what they did. You know, mm-hmm. I'll go on the show, but I wouldn't want to be in business with them. Mm-hmm. That's the way they do business. I wouldn't go anywhere near them.
You know, I think you said something really true. Like we're both in industries where you got to see results quickly now, and if you don't, they're gone. So how have your ratings been since you started?
Oh, for my show?
Uh-huh.
I've been doing good.
Good,
yeah,
okay.
And the ratings are holding up. Actually, on my show, on a Saturday night, I'm around, like 2.3 million viewers, I think. And like, in the demo, I'm doing better than, like, what Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon and mm-hmm. Craig Ferguson, what they do on a regular night. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, I'm not getting a lot of press from Fox or promos from Fox, but you know that costs money. So, and I'm telling you, this business is all about how much they're willing to spend, how much they're willing to lose. So, I just go out there and do my show and try to have fun and hope the audience is enjoying it.
In all honesty, are you?
So that's good. But I'm here to talk about my DVD.
Okay, let's talk about the DVD.
HBO is being released.
All right, what you got going on?
Yeah, I'ma Be Me is coming out on Tuesday on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it did very well for HBO, and so now if you're too cheap to have cable, HBO have premium stuff. The DVD will be available on Tuesday.
I saw it on HBO. Hilarious, as always, because I think your name is synonymous with just being funny and comedy, because my girlfriend and I watched it, loved it, and even last night during the State of the Union address, when Joe Biden was back there smiling and laughing, my girlfriend said, he looks like he's watching a Wanda Sykes show. I mean, it's just, you know, I think that you are so hot right now in comedy that I think that, you know, you talk about Fox not doing a lot of commercials. It's like you don't need it. It's just you see your name up there, you're on TV, people want to turn to it.
Well, thank you.
It's true.
And I'm wondering if you're going to write Tiger Woods a thank you note, because your Tiger Woods stuff is hilarious.
I'm telling you, we all in comedy should send him a fruit basket. I mean, and it keeps giving. It doesn't stop. Like, you know, like I wake up and yeah, it's like the tooth fairy. You know, you wake up, ooh, what's under my pillow today? What did Tiger leave me? What bit of comedy am I getting from Tiger today?
The DVD comes out on what day?
On Tuesday.
On Tuesday. Cool.
We'll make sure to remind everybody.
All right.
All right, Wanda. Good talking to you, and continued success with the TV show.
Well, thank you.
All right, take care.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Burt Show.
Good morning, Megan. You are on Q100.
Hey. Hi, Burt Show. I was just calling to say that I know that y'all don't really necessarily believe Mistress Number 2, that she doesn't that she didn't know Tiger Woods was married.
Yes.
But I didn't know that Tiger Woods was married until all this came out about him having affairs.
Well,
there's some of us who are just that completely clueless.
Well, I mean, I get...
it's different from... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, I was just thinking that, you know, if you don't follow golf and you just kind of know his name because he's a pop icon, that's one thing. To be in a relationship with him and not realize for a year he's married is, I think, completely different.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely understand that, but I don't know that any of us know quite what their relationship was like. Maybe it was just more of a sexual relationship, and they didn't quite get into that conversation. I don't know how well she's probably doing.
Here's really what I would like to do here. Because if you're in a relationship for a year with somebody, and then you claim that you had no idea that they were married, that seems like a really long time. Mm-hmm. A really long time. Mm-hmm. I would like to find the person that was in a relationship with somebody married for the longest amount of time and never had any idea.
Mm-hmm.
And our starting point is 1 year. So was it 2 years? Was it 3 years? Because there are so many different variables. How could you not see that?
Mm-hmm.
You never saw his place, or you never saw her place. You never saw the tan line on the wedding ring finger.
Mm-hmm.
You never saw any of that? 404-741-Q100. What this might develop into is just great stories on how they hid the relationship. And if you're in a relationship for 3 years and you have no idea that the other person was married, could they be that good at it? Or did you just, at the end of the day, turn the other cheek? Like, you didn't want to see it.
It just depends.
I think the only way it would be is if it were like a long distance thing. You know, if like maybe he travels for a living and always goes like across the country.
He's a pilot.
Yeah, or something like that, like where they only see each other maybe once a month and that kind of thing.
But if I'm in a relationship with somebody for a year and the only place that we meet is at my place and I never get to see their home,
mm-hmm.
I would question that.
Pictures. Mm-hmm. Now, it could be a friend mm-hmm. we're talking about. Like, how long did they go without knowing that the other person was married?
Or a certain time to call, not
right.
call.
Yeah.
Hey, mm-hmm. Ashley, you're on The Voice Disguiser. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I was saying that my best friend, college friend, dated a man for a little over a year and a half. And did not know he was married.
Wow.
He was known in the area, quite successful, not, you know, in the Tiger Woods type of realm, but still very successful. They went on trips together. She spent time at his house, and she never knew he was married.
They lived in the same city?
Same city.
Damn, for a year and a half.
Yes. He used to, the story ended up being that his wife was a nurse who worked the evening shift, but she used to go to his house, and they had two master bedrooms, and he lived in one of the master bedrooms and said he used the other one for guests.
What? But I'm just shocked that
no
in
pictures?
His house, yeah, no pictures, nothing.
Like, guys aren't that
no,
good.
No, he had pictures, but he was like, oh, that's my sister. There was never pictures of, like, their wedding or them really, like, together. If there was
wow.
pictures of him and her, there would be other people in the pictures. I mean, he came and we all went on vacation together, like me, her, him, and the person I was dating. I mean, I felt so horrible for her. I was absolutely floored.
Year and a half right
wow.
there.
Wow.
Year and a half. All right. Hold on. First, I'm going to tell Laura to hold on because I think she's our closer call. Hey, Laura.
Hey,
can you hold on for like 60 seconds for me? Because I don't think anybody's going to be able to beat the amount of time you're going to tell us.
Can you put me on The Voice Disguiser, please?
Yeah, you're already on it. Hold on one
okay,
sec,
cool.
okay?
Thank you.
I'll be right back. Yeah, there's no one going to be able to beat that amount.
Wow. Okay.
We'll work our way up to that. Good morning, Kim. You're on Q100, and you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, yeah. How are you?
Fine.
All right, you were in a relationship with a guy for how long before you found out he was married?
5 years.
Five years.
Come on,
baby. How is that possible?
It is possible.
How?
You lived
How?
In the same city.
Same city, been to his house, stayed over his house, he stayed over mine, never knew.
And the wife lived at the house he lived in?
She had to.
I
no pictures, no
years.
Nothing.
I don't see how that's possible.
Yeah, how is that possible? Like, even in the course of your relationship, you'd think that somebody would start talking about the future, are we going to be with each other, and it never developed into that?
We did. I have an engagement ring. I haven't been at his job.
What I don't understand is I've been with Katie for 4 years, and we're involved in each other's families. How did you stay with somebody for 5 years and none of his family members or anybody said anything to you?
I have no idea why no one did. I have no idea.
So you met the family and everything, and you had dinners together, and nobody said a word.
Not one word.
And there's no female products laying around, because I mean, if she lives there, there's got to be stuff like that she would use. In the bathroom?
Not really. He had a sister. Not really. Not really.
He had a sister?
I mean, it's really weird. Looking back in hindsight, start noticing stuff like the decor, the way it was decorated, the way the kitchen was set up.
That's just weird to
me. You start noticing things in hindsight.
So after 5 years, how did you finally
see it?
How did you officially find out?
He finally texted me and told me that he was at the hospital and they were having a baby.
Oh, damn. And you're like, who's having a baby?
Exactly.
I just can't. It's so wow. I cannot believe this, because I can't believe that you would even be around his family and they'd be okay with it.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, I can't believe you're around his mom and his mom didn't say, what are you doing here?
No, I never met his mom. I met his father and his brothers.
So they all covered for him.
They had to.
Did you ever talk to him after the baby was born? Was there ever, like, officially a breakup?
Yes, when the baby was born.
And then he called you and you said, I can't believe we just did this for 5 years and you didn't tell me anything?
Exactly, and I kept the room.
And you didn't tell the wife?
No.
You didn't felt you weren't hurt enough to go to her?
Not to be that vicious, no.
Okay. That vicious. He was vicious.
He was sleeping around his wife for five years. Yeah, I tell.
If you guys think that's unbelievable, wait till you hear this. Good morning.
Absolutely the most unbelievable thing you've ever heard in your life.
All right, let us sit back and enjoy the ride. Let's go.
Okay, so my husband and I have been together 7 years, and that's when I noticed what was going on. And I asked my husband, how long has your mom been dating so-and-so? And he said, she's been dating him since I was 12 years old. Well, my husband is now 36 years old, and she just broke up with him in probably latter part of last year. So we just watched, and she even had a $20,000 engagement ring. I mean, beautiful engagement ring. He wined and dined her. He was in my wedding. I mean, the whole nine yards. And she finally clicked. She's like, why don't I ever go meet your family? And he's Yankee. He's northern, way northern. And she was like, why don't I ever meet your family? And he was like, oh, because he always had some excuse of why he was leaving and all this other stuff. Yet never dawned on her until she broke up with him that, oh, he might be married.
20 years?
Was married. I was nosy enough to pull the divorce records. I'm like, there's no divorce record. They'd always see each other on Saturday. He was there by 9, gone by 1, everything.
I must have missed something in the very beginning of this story.
No, she left it out.
Okay, who was this in the very beginning of the story? Who is this we're talking about?
Mother-in-law.
My mother-in-law.
Your mother-in-law.
And her husband was 12 when she started dating this guy. He is now 36. That's how long she was with him, and he was married the whole time. So you're talking about 20 years she was with this man.
Almost
who was married.
25, right?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
And religiously, as religiously as you can get, he would be at her house all 9, leave at 1. He'd only call after 6, never saw her, stay inside of her house. Nothing. I mean, he was always at her house.
For 20 years?
25 years.
Whoa.
25 years, and nobody ever picked up on it.
She broke up with him.
I did. Right, my husband, I was like, red flag, red flag. He's like, it's all because of money, and he's a very wealthy man. And, even surgeries that she had, everything. He was there, took care of her. Yeah.
Wow.
It was.
That's amazing.
I know people amazing. In my life whose parents were products of, they were a member of one family, and the husband had a whole other wife and children somewhere else in the country.
You're kidding.
Where they lived the double life.
Yeah.
Children didn't know, wives didn't know.
I told you that. My dad did that in Vegas. I told you that. You know, that one day that he confessed everything to me that one day. Told me that he had somebody in Vegas. He had a whole other family in Vegas for a while. Years.
Yeah, I mean, this man doesn't even have a whole other family. He just has a wife and siblings, but still.
How do you find the time?
I mean, he even spent Christmas with us. Unreal. It was absolutely unbelievable.
That's 25 years.
I'm too lazy for that. I don't see how. That's a lot of effort. And the motivation behind it, I don't understand.
I was just reading an article about this a couple of months ago that I don't even know that doing that nowadays is even possible because you leave electronic footprints so often now that having an affair for 25 years was very possible back in the day because the dude went to work, then he came home, woman was at the house, you could have this affair and she'd never find out about it. But you can track texts now. You could break into his email. You could check Facebook. There's just no way to do that anymore.
And that's probably a good thing. The good thing about electronic media.
25 years.
Wow.
She never knew.
Unreal.
Never knew.
She never looked.
Right.
Not right?
Really, no.
I mean, you wouldn't.
She didn't want
to
see it.
Exactly.
She didn't want to see it.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
Right, so Carl comes running in here when we have the Atlanta Ghost Hunters on. He's like, man, you know what you're doing in there? You sure you want to do this?
Man, you want to see something funny. When I saw you, the Atlanta Ghost Hunter, when I saw you, it reminded me of when I was in Greenbrier Mall the other day with my Atlanta Ghost Hunter shirt on.
All right.
Normally I wear it as a t-shirt, you know, but I took my jacket off. I was going in there for a shirt.
What's it like, just like a black t-shirt that just says Atlanta Ghost Hunters on it?
Right, okay. Across it. Real clear. Atlanta Ghost Hunters is real clear.
Okay.
So I'm thinking to myself, like, man, what am I doing? Walking to Greenbrier. I know what I'm going to get, right? And I got it. As soon as I walk into the mall, I'm seeing the stairs. Like, man, what is that? So I go into Foot Locker. The girl said, do you hunt ghosts? Looking at me crazy. I'm like, man, listen, you want to catch something funny? Go deep into the hood like that? We don't play around with ghosts. And spirits, we don't play around. This one guy was freaking out. He's like, dude, you chase ghosts, man? I'm like, nah, a buddy of mine chased ghosts. But this one girl was the only one who kind of took to it.
Right.
She had a spirit with her grandfather in her house, and she really took to it. But everybody else, man, they stay 10 feet away from you.
Couldn't get anybody to help you out.
Now let me get
stars
out of here. Right?
Look, that's not just a black thing. I think with a lot of white people listening I'm the same way. Look, if there's a ghost in my house, I'm moving out, man.
And, you know, what's so strange is it's mostly men, too. Most men don't want to have anything to do with this. They will deny it. They will just say everything and there's no such thing. Women are open to this stuff, man. I think women are in tune with nature. There's something that, because I would say 95% of the people that ever contact us are women. And guys, I think it's just a control issue. So,
now,
but you do get a lot of attention when you wear the t-shirt out, no doubt.
If you have
that's a bad thing.
If you have some freaky things that are going on in your house and you have a hunch that you might have some ghosts or something in there, go on to our website, Q100Atlanta.com, and there's a link over there to Atlanta Ghost Hunters. And I just want to reiterate, every time Andy comes on, I always think this is important, that when Andy comes out to your house to look for ghosts, they don't charge you. So there's nothing in this for Andy to pretend that there's such thing as ghosts.
Right.
There's nothing in it for him. He's not making any money. This is just some weird, quirky, strange habit.
Hobby.
Yeah,
weird,
hobby.
Weird and quirky certainly describes me pretty well, but we don't charge anything for it. I've experienced things going over in my life over the past 20 years, and I really wanted to find out more about this whole phenomenon that takes place. I just didn't want to do it in my own home. So we go out and we investigate other locations, homes, businesses all over the metro Atlanta area. And, you know, when we find stuff, we've got to share it with the public. It's really amazing to know, you know, I know with 100% certainty that whatever this phenomenon is, it's real. And they're intelligent and they're responding to us and they really do want to communicate with us. And it's pretty remarkable when you when you find things like this.
All right, so the house that you focus on today is where?
So the City of Morrow. It's right in front of South Lake Mall. You can, anytime you're driving down 75 South, you can see all these old homes that have been brought in. There were homes that were about to be destroyed all over Georgia, and the City of Morrow would go in and buy the house for a dollar, and then they would spend $300,000 to drag these homes in, and they completely redid them. From the outside, they look like brand new homes. You would have no idea that these homes were truly turn-of-the-century style homes. Majority of them are pre-Civil War, and they're open for shops, businesses, restaurants. The main building that we got the majority of the activity in was from there's a bakery and an art gallery in this particular place, and it's a mansion. When I say it is a mansion, it is huge. And what's really cool about it is the house is actually, this particular house is brought in from Macon, and it's called the Napier House. Now, there's a real long story that's tied to this. I don't have all time to get into this, but it'll all be on the website. It's tied to, actually, an Allman Brothers song, In Memory of Elizabeth Reed. I don't know if you guys have ever heard that song. Mm-hmm. It's one of their top all-time songs. You'll have to go into the website and read the story, but it's actually tied to Elizabeth Reed and the song that's in this. And but the Napier House is where we spent a lot of time, where we got majority of the evidence from. So we'll kind of get right into it. The first one that we got, this is always...
Was there anything specifically like in this house that you know where people had died before?
We know that a bunch of children have died in this home.
Okay.
There was majority of the children just died at basically at birth, several days after. But we do know that there was a four-year-old. His name was Leroy. He passed away in the home. Again, they're all Napiers. Mr. Napier actually helped fund the war down in the Macon side. He back in the 1860s, he spent $60,000 in artillery to help the Confederate cause. So there's a lot of history tied to this house, definitely.
Okay.
We didn't necessarily know where people died at, though, in what particular rooms. So.
And it's been moved from its original location,
all of
too.
These homes, exactly.
So it's surprising that the ghost would go with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently they did. They followed along, and in some of the cases, they were happy that we were there. In other cases, they weren't.
What were some of the activity that they were having in the house before you guys got
alarm
there?
Alarm system's been going off at 10:25 every morning. They'd go out, because it happened so randomly or so frequently, they would go out there and actually sit and watch the alarm go off, have a motion sensor go off, and absolutely nobody's in the building. It was doing it every day at the same time.
Ooh, that's freaky.
During Christmas time, going down the hallway in the bakery side, and it's incredible southern pound cakes. If you've ever had it, it's amazing. But they've got this hallway going down in the restaurant area, and all their pictures at Christmas time were turned sideways.
Oh, wow.
As they're walking down the hallway.
Wow.
They've heard the voices, knocks on the walls. There's plenty of reason for them to think that there's something that's out there. Exactly.
Creepy.
And out of all these homes, this one is one of the few that actually already has a restaurant and businesses in them. They're still in the process of building some of these out. So this one, people are there every day, and they're experiencing these things on a daily basis.
Okay. Andy brought in some of the pound cake from this place. There's no way I'm having him open that box while he's in the studio.
It smells so good.
I don't know what you're going to unleash. Some portal to hell. You open that box.
Pandora's box of pound cake.
All right, so let's get into it here, man.
Let's roll, guys. This is great. Now we actually, this particular first one that we've got was captured in the upstairs of this place. Now the upstairs of the Napier House is not rented out yet, so it's still very unfinished. Got the studs and all that stuff. It's very, very unfinished upstairs, and we got something we've caught many, many times, and it says "Get out." All right, it's in the background. You hear a girl laughing, and that's one of our investigators. And then in the very background, you'll hear "Get out."
Oh yeah,
uh-huh. It's right there at the very end.
It's
as she's laughing, so you can still hear her laugh. And then behind that is when you actually hear the "Get out."
Hit that one more time.
So when you're able to go back on the website and listen to it over and over again, you'll definitely hear that it's behind her laugh.
And that would be it for me. I'd be okay, cool.
Okay.
But
okay,
it's not like a kid. That was, I'm not going to
ask twice.
You
no kid's
going
to tell me to get out of a house. So the next one, it's so strange because I never, when I'm on an investigation where they passed away back in the late 1800s, I don't say recorder. So it's very strange in this clip that I actually say recorder, because somebody in the 1800s, they don't have a clue what a recorder is.
Mm-hmm.
I normally just say go to the red light and speak into it, and we can hear your voice through that device. But this time I was actually setting the recorder on the stairs, and I said, I'm setting the recorder right here, and a woman's voice kicks back and says, "Why?" Now, all my investigators know why I'm setting it down, but so it's definitely not one of us.
All right, I've got the recorder sitting here on the stairs.
Oh, damn.
Goosebumps.
Let's play that again. You can hear it at the end here.
All right. I've got the recorder sitting here on the stairs.
Wow, that's clear. Wow.
Yeah, very, very clear. This next one, I can't recall where we were at this point, where in the building we were, but it was still, again, this one's in the Napier house, and a man's voice just in the background says, "What you do?"
Whoa!
The whispering thing is freaky.
I know,
it is freaky. But
yeah, how come ghosts never yell? They're always whispering.
Well, we've had a scream once or twice, you know.
And that why? The lady was just talking.
Yeah, just hanging out.
Sounds like, what did you do?
There's three syllables there. Yeah, what did you do? Somewhere along those lines.
And we always say this, too, but when the Atlanta Ghost Hunters come on, when Andy comes on, you can hear it better in your car than we can actually hear it in the studio. Something with the transmission makes it more clear. Because we'll run this, like, in the foreplay tomorrow before we come on the air. I'll listen to it on the way in, and I hear the ghost voices so much more clearly.
And you can hear them a lot better on the website, too. They tend to come across pretty good on the website. And but, you know, again, for those of you that if it's your first time listening, we don't hear these things at the time. That's why you don't hear us react, is we catch these voices on the voice recorders, then we go back and listen to it. And that's when we hear these voices. It takes a lot of time to go back and review all the audio. So, you know, these things, the reason we have no reaction is because we don't hear them at the time. Mm-hmm. So the next one, this one is tough to hear exactly what it says. I think it says so much of this, but again, it's another whispering voice in the background. It's not really responding to anything that we're talking about, but it sounds like so much of this. There's something there. I can't necessarily say that it says so much of this, but it sounds like a woman's voice saying so much of this. Uh-huh. There's something there.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow. Amazing.
Good stuff. All right.
Especially in the dark.
This next one, again, it's clearly something's being said. I think it says, "I don't know any."
I mean, you can definitely hear something going on there, you know?
Anyone.
It was questionable if it says anyone or anything. It says I don't know any something, and that part I can't make out.
All right, here's our last one. This one may freak you out.
All right, so this one I had to end it this way because this place is beautiful, and if you guys get a chance, you need to swing down and look at the Old Town City of Morrow. Simply says, "I love you."
She's got the hots for you.
I know it.
The ghost, it's coming on you. You got the mojo.
Was it the woman?
Yeah, the woman.
Yeah.
Definitely says, "I love you."
Damn.
Wow.
And guys, there's so many more that there's no way we could play all of them. There's no way. I mean, we've caught, in this particular place, we had investigators down at the bottom of the stairs that actually heard a child singing. We caught it on audio, but it just wouldn't make good for radio. You can hear a child singing in the background, but the audio wasn't good enough to be able to play on the radio. That's on there.
Like the Children of the Corn type songs?
Exactly.
Yeah, Malachi.
Yeah. Me and investigative Charity were upstairs at the top of the stairs. We both clearly heard somebody respond no to us, but we didn't catch it on audio, which is just so weird that you can hear it then, but we didn't catch it on audio.
And one thing about ghost hunts, too, is I think learning the history of the place as well as this report. The fact that I had no idea that Maura did that with all these homes, I think is so fascinating.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
We need to bring back Celebrity Incarceration Draft today. We did this for a while, and it kind of went away.
This is fun.
It is. Celebrity Incarceration Draft goes like this. When a celebrity gets busted and gets arrested, can't be pulled over, mm-hmm. can't be alleged, it has to be arrested.
Arrested.
Then each one of us try to predict who the next celebrity is that's going to be arrested. And every time we do that, we put a dollar into our jackpot. Mm-hmm. And then that celebrity that we predict sort of stays on our individual rosters until the next celebrity gets arrested. Mm-hmm. Now, if that next celebrity is on our list, we get the pot. We get the jackpot.
Right. Right. So
it's really sort of difficult to explain.
We keep, next time a new celebrity is arrested, we add more people to the list until somebody that one of us has picked is arrested.
Right.
You said that much better than I did.
So it can keep going and going and going for a long time, or it could be over in two rounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had these go on where it's like hundreds of dollars in the pot after a while.
Yep.
So, Jen, tell them why we are starting this up again today.
We're starting it up again today because Michael Lohan, I mean, loosely a celebrity because his daughter is Lindsay Lohan, but he is going to be our sort of springboard to launch this round of celebrity incarceration draft because he was arrested. His ex-girlfriend, Erin, has a restraining order against him, and he's not allowed to call her, and apparently he called her, so he was arrested yesterday in Long Island. Now, he says that she doesn't have any proof, blah, blah, blah.
Who cares
but whatever
what he
it
says.
Is,
no, I'm just kidding.
He's due in court, and he's arrested, and he's loosely a celebrity.
At least you know his name. That's sort of our rule. Loosely. If you know his name, then we can start another round. Because a lot of football players and stuff get busted and nobody knows who they are or directors.
Right.
All right, so this will be our order for the very first round of this celebrity incarceration draft. It goes Melissa, Jen, Bert, and Wendy.
Okay.
Melissa Kaka.
All right, well, I just want to put this guy on my roster because I think he's going to, you know, eventually he's going to get busted for something. It may end up being a DUI, but R. Kelly. Because my boy R. Kelly, because he's dodged a lot of bullets, and eventually he's not going to be able to dodge, you know, the silver one.
Okay. So,
that's good. That's
a good one.
R. Kelly, that is strong.
Yeah.
On any given day, like for me, these first couple of rounds are like if you woke up the next morning and found out that this person got arrested, you wouldn't be surprised at all.
Right.
These
are
like the easy ones.
Well, I want to pick one that we always talk about, but he just got arrested. So I don't think that that pick is going to be the right call to make because I think he's going to be on good behavior for a while. So
sometimes there's consistency there.
There is sometimes consistency. So I'm kind of upset about maybe not picking him. But I'm going with Tila Tequila.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Because she is desperate to stay relevant and in the headlines and will do anything possible. So I think she'll do it on purpose.
Ooh, she's on the crazy train, too.
No, I think it's a good choice.
We were on the same page on that one. That's where I was going.
There's no good behavior on her part.
Okay, then.
Because you know which one I was thinking about picking before I picked her, right?
And I have his name written down, too. I'm up. Yeah.
I have no idea.
And I think the same with him.
This is probably, I mean, I make this pick every time that we do the celebrity incarceration draft, and it might be the one that you have written down. Before I say it, though, let me... No, I like it. It's strong. Andy Dick.
Yeah.
Andy Dick is, any given day, that dude can be doing something where he's going to get arrested.
And he's
going
to do good behavior.
And he just got arrested, right?
Yes, just like last week.
For what?
It was for feeling up somebody at a comedy club.
Right. Sexual harassment, yeah.
So he was wasted and was groping somebody, and the security guard threw him out.
He's a hot mess.
Yeah. He's disgusting.
So, yeah, he's gross. So I'll take Andy Dick on there just because he sort of belongs in the Hall of Fame of celebrity incarceration.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy, who you got?
I am going with Misha Barton because she, last year, was picked up in that ambulance at her house and taken to the hospital because she was on the crazy train.
Uh-huh.
And then just been really picked on in the media right now about her weight gain. So I think she's going to fall off the wagon. So I'm going with Misha Barton.
Okay, Misha Barton then. We've got Andy Dick. We got Tila Tequila. And we've got R. Kelly.
So next time around, Jeff will have to pick two.
Right.
Right?
Okay. Right. And I think, you know, Wendy's is a good pick, too, because a lot of times the celebrities that end up getting in trouble are the ones that don't really have a big project going on. You know what I mean? Like, they are a little desperate. And Misha Barton, what has she done since the O.C.?
Right.
You know?
Nothing.
Right.
Good morning, T. You're on Q100.
Hey, listen, somebody needs to pick my boy Cat Williams. That is a guaranteed good bet right there for your game.
That would have been fantastic. He's been pretty consistent the last year getting busted, hasn't he?
Yeah, good call.
Hey, at least every other week anyway.
Yeah, right? Okay.
Exactly.
So our next round, whoever got the first pick, probably going to go with Cat Williams.
And y'all don't email Jeff that pick.
I know,
just
right?
don't do it. God, y'all get on my nerves.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They're also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.